It's not even done.
It's gonna be done.
In their Florida coast home, Alda Gentile tries to get her 4-year-old grandson, Daniel, to sit and eat his lunch.
Come here, come here.
Let me get my laptop first.
Okay, get your laptop. 4 years old, he's getting his laptop.
Gentile moved to Florida about 3 years ago from New York. She was working as a limo driver then and says she wanted a change. So she, her son, and 1-year-old grandson at the time drove down to scope out some condos in Florida, taking about $12,000 in cash. They didn't find a place at first and began a drive back home.
This is when the nightmare started. We were singing Itsy Bitsy Spider to the baby, and suddenly we see sirens came out of nowhere.
Police stopped them across the Florida border in Camden County, Georgia, allegedly for speeding. She says for hours, officers made them sit by the side of the road while they questioned why she had the money and asked if she was a drug dealer. They eventually seized her cash, even though they didn't find any drugs in the car. She was never charged with the crime.
I was so baffled at the whole thing. And I remember thinking that you guys are not police officers. You're just pirates with badges. That's what you remind me of right now.
Gentile put up a fight and got her money back a week later. She eventually sued the police. But in Georgia and some other states, officers can seize money and property from people they suspect of criminal activity, but they don't have to charge them or wait for a conviction. It's a process known as civil forfeiture. Wesley Hoddit is an attorney with the Institute for Justice, an organization fighting for civil forfeiture reform. He says since police can use that money in their departments, the law creates a profit motive.
Now, everyone agrees that law enforcement should be fully funded. The question is whether or not law enforcement should have a financial incentive in taking people's property.
Last year, the state legislature passed some reforms. Now law enforcement agencies have to submit reports showing how they use the money and other assets they've seized from citizens. But State Representative Scott Turner says it didn't go far enough. He tried to pass legislation this year that would require a criminal conviction before the government can keep your stuff. He says it's the concept of innocent until proven guilty.
Well, I think it goes to our fundamental American core values of due process. This is not a new idea. This is just something as old as our nation.
As it is right now, Turner says it can be hard for people to get their money back because they have to fight the government and the legal system.
And so you might see $1,000 seized, but it would cost you 10 times that to go and hire an attorney to get that $1,000 back. So it doesn't make sense for somebody to defend themselves in that way.
Turner's bill didn't get very far in the legislature this year. Meanwhile, those in law enforcement say civil forfeiture is necessary to stop criminals like drug dealers. Louis Deckmar is chief of police in LaGrange, Georgia, and a vice president with the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
The purpose of the law was to confiscate, ill-gotten goods and monies that were made through criminal enterprises.
He says the money seized also helps police fight those crimes, and if things go wrong, there are ways for people to get their money back.
I can tell you that professional law enforcement and policing, is committed to doing right by its citizens, but also at the same time, ensuring its communities are protected.
The debate over civil forfeiture, though, is likely to continue. Representative Turner says he'll try again next year if reelected to push legislation to reform Georgia's civil forfeiture laws. LEU WABE News.